Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about knowing the gift, specifically knowing the gift of Jesus. Each weekday morning, we'll talk and pray about a different aspect of what that gift looks like in our life. How he enters into our life even as we enter into his. And he changes us. He makes us different. And so this morning I want to focus in on the gift of salvation. One of the greatest gifts of Jesus is his desire, his willingness, his ability to save us from our sins. The only one who could. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9, we read, "For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ." A recognition by Paul as he writes to the Thessalonians and to us that God's not a God who's trying to catch us doing wrong so that he can punish us. We do enough wrong on our own. We make it obvious. But no, he's a God that is desiring to bring us salvation. And he did so and does so through his Son, Jesus Christ. And this gift of Christmas, this gift that we celebrate as we gather, whether you're gathering today and tonight at Christmas Eve or tomorrow for Christmas Day or some other time, we celebrate with a lot of different things in this world, in this culture. But the underlying thread through all of it ought to be the goodness of God and the work and power and love of his Son Jesus. Celebrating a birth is a natural thing. People go to great lengths to celebrate even the announcement of a child on the way. And then when the baby arrives. But to celebrate this baby, the baby born King of the Jews, the baby born Emmanuel, God with us. The baby born Prince of Peace. Mighty God. Everlasting Father. The baby born with the government upon his shoulders. You see, as we read Scripture, as we understand the proclamation of the angels, we not only see all of these titles we see the instructions you are to give him the name Jesus for he will save his people from their sins to understand and to recognize that kind of love that kind of God, that kind of baby. We typically don't think a lot about babies doing anything for us. Maybe bringing us some joy, definitely bringing us a lot of work. But with Jesus, he brings us salvation. I think of life and how important it is that we pursue and accept and desire a salvation that can only be found in the name of Jesus. As Jesus taught and his teaching became much more difficult for the people to accept, it was calling them to a radical discipleship that they weren't ready for. In fact, he was telling the people that they had to eat his flesh and drink his blood. They had to die to self. They had to consume him. They began to leave. The crowds dispersed. Jesus turns to his disciples and says, "Do you want to go too?" I love the response. Where would we go? You're the only one that has words that lead to eternal life. The gift of salvation. And not only do we have the privilege of receiving that gift, it's not a limited supply, a limited edition, a limited opportunity that we somehow selfishly hoard it to ourselves, but it's a gift that's meant to be shared. Not that I can give anyone salvation, but I can share the good news of Jesus, who freely gives. So today, as we spend time praying, the first question is, do you know the gift of salvation found in Jesus? If not, get a hold of me. Send me a message. Love to talk with you and pray with you and share Jesus with you. As I say each Sunday, I'm guessing you're listening to this because you believe in God. You've put your faith in Jesus. You desire to grow in Him. Be sure. Live a life of confidence. Not because you're so good, but because God's so good. Know the salvation that you've received from Jesus is His gift. And value it. Hold on to it. Share it with others. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to know you, but most importantly, in order to be saved by you, by the work of your Son, by His sinless life, by His willingness to take the penalty for sin, even though He had none. And so, God, thank you for the gift of salvation, which comes only through Jesus. Help us today to live in that salvation, to live by faith, to continually grow in the way that we put our trust in you. That our faith would grow, that our experience of not only knowing and loving you would grow, but that our experience in sharing you would grow. Father, today may we look for those opportunities to live with that confidence of salvation that desires for others to know it, to receive it. Not that something that they've earned any more than we have, but they would accept the gift. And that they would turn to you in a surrender, in a willingness for you to be in charge and to receive that which we could never get on our own. A gift more generous than any that we've ever given and than any other that we would ever receive. And Father, as we enjoy the certainty, the confidence of a salvation purchased by you, purchased with the blood of your Son, Jesus. May we share that good news. And may we lift up Jesus as the author, the source, the finisher of our salvation. That as we lift up Him, that He would draw many to Himself. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.